Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are dipping, folks. Tariff tango continues.
Yeah, a little bit of a backslide after a solid week of gains. S&P futures down 0.2%, NASDAQ down 3%, and the Dow, down 0.5%. That China tariff exemption news, well, it's something, but not enough to keep the bulls charging.
Right. It's like a tease, a little bit of hope, then bam, back to reality. 10-year yield down slightly, but the 2-year is holding steady. What's that telling us?
Well, it's a mixed bag, isn't it? Market's still nervous, but maybe not panicking. Let's talk earnings. Alphabet crushed it. Advertising revenue up, cloud revenue soaring, dividend increase, massive share buyback. This is a beast.
Agreed, but that cloud revenue variability they mentioned? I see. Interesting. Makes you think.
Definitely something to watch. T-Mobile beat, but the stock's down. Go figure. Gilead and Intel, not so hot. Guidance was a bit disappointing. Intel especially, streamlining, sounds like cost-cutting to me.
Got it. Overseas, Asia was mostly green, but Australia and New Zealand were out for holidays. Europe is trending up, but there's that lingering tariff tension. Nobody wants to fully commit.
Exactly. It's like a game of chicken. Saffron in Europe, good earnings, but they're worried about tariffs. It highlights the uncertainty.
Speaking of uncertainty, that University of Michigan consumer sentiment data is coming out at 10 a.m. That could shake things up.
For sure. Traders, keep an eye on Alphabet. It's a powerhouse. Also, that Intel weakness could spill over to the sector. And don't forget those key support levels on the SPY and QQQ. We're in a consolidation phase, so be ready for anything.
Thanks for the insights. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to the Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.
Bye-bye.